Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast today. We are in Revelation 22, right at the very end of it, about to finish the entire book. Not today, but soon. And so I want us to pick up verse 6, where we did in the previous episode, and read what we'd read there, then press on. In other words, we're going to set the context again. So in Revelation 22, 6, John says this, "And he said to me," and that he is the angel at this point in time, "he said to me, 'These words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place.'" And we have a lot of timing elements in these things. And most of it around the, this is going to soon take place. And we've talked some about that already, that the idea of soon is entirely different with God than it is with us. Right? But he's saying these things must soon take place. And this angel has shown this to John and to his bondservants. That's those of us who hear and who read this letter. Shows us these things, what's going to take place. Then verse 7, Jesus is speaking. And he says this, "And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book." So Jesus himself reiterates that this is, that he's coming quickly. Jesus himself reminds what John said at the beginning of the letter, that the one who reads this and who hears it is blessed, and the one who heeds this word of the prophecy, Jesus says, is blessed. Verse 8, John picks it up, and he says, "I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things." Verse 9, "And he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God.'" So I love it. The angels say, don't bow before me. You know, don't worship me. I'm just like you. We all have our roles and our function. He said, "I'm a fellow servant of you, of your brethren, the prophets." And that's interesting. He says, brethren, the prophets. So he puts John in the category here of being a prophet. And he says, also of those who heed the words of this book. In other words, those of us who are heeding this, who are learning this. Verse 10, "And he said to me," angel says to John, "do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." Another timing element, three times so far. It's near, it's coming soon. Verse 11, angel continues, "Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy." What does that all mean? I don't know exactly. I mean, it can mean a number of things, I think. But I think the bottom line with it is the idea that, hey, time's up for the decision to be made. People are where they're going to be. Yeah, the idea is there's no more time for repentance. The end has come. Okay, I think that's what's being communicated there. Then, verse 12, Jesus speaks. And he says this, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done." Verse 13, Jesus continues, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." And so literally the entirety of the book of Revelation is being wrapped up here. Eventually it would become the entirety of the Word of God, of the Bible. It's being wrapped up. And Jesus declares the same thing again. Second time he said it, "I'm coming quickly." And he says his reward is with him. Okay, his reward is with him. And it's a reward, and he's going to render to every man according to his works, according to what he has done. So every man will receive a reward. Yeah, those who are believers will receive really good rewards. Those who are unbelievers will receive the reward of no faith. And that's not good, right? Verse 13, he says, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, first, the last, the beginning, and the end." Jesus is the one at the behest of the Father who spoke all of creation into existence. We see that in the Gospel of John. Here in wrapping up Revelation and wrapping up the stuff that's happening in the end time, he is also the end of it. But the end doesn't have an end because the end goes off into eternity. Verse 14, John speaking now. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. And we've already seen this in a couple of ways in Revelation. You see in the scripture, they wash their robes. What are you washing your robes in? Well, it's a picture here, okay? You're washing your robes literally in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And this really goes back to the earliest Greek manuscripts. One person said it's like a Greek phrase. No? In other words, you're prepared. But the only preparation is through the blood. They are the ones who have the right to the tree of life, the tree that we've seen that's going to be on both sides of the river flowing from the throne. By that washing, they may enter into the city. The next verse is a very strong juxtaposition. It says, outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. Well, what is that all about? You know, you can sort of handle the murders and idolaters, but dogs? Why dogs? Well, it's a little euphemistic phrase, okay? It actually goes back to Deuteronomy 23. Let me find out. Here it is. 23:18 says this: you shall not bring the hire of a harlot or the wages of a dog into the house of the Lord your God for any votive offering. For both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. So the hire of a harlot or the wages of a dog. The dog here, and in a couple of other places in Scripture, okay, in Matthew and Philippians, some pictures right there, and right here in Revelation, is referring to male cultic prostitutes. To a male cultic prostitute. Well, that makes a lot more sense. Outside are the male prostitutes and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. Yeah, lying, telling lies. John, the same John that received this revelation in 1 John, he talks about that. That liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so often we'll say, oh, it's just a little white lie. It's just this. Folks, if your pattern and practice of behavior is that of lying, you will not inherit the kingdom. You will not enter into the gates, into the city. You will not enter into the kingdom. Okay? You will not. When you say, well, I love Jesus. I believe in Jesus. If you say you believe and yet your pattern and practice of behavior is lying, consistently, constantly, there's people that say they're believers, and yet their vocation is that of lying constantly. They need to do what it says, what Paul said in 2 Corinthians, to examine themselves to see if they be of the faith. So all the male prostitutes, sorcerers, immoral persons, murderers, and idolaters, they're going to be outside the gates of the city. And everyone who practices lying, but not only practices it, but loves it. That's what it says. Everyone who loves and practices lying. See, the lying, the act of that reveals the true nature of the heart. That's a heart that is unrepentant and a heart that really hasn't been transformed. They will be outside the kingdom of God. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.